Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
And the news is not cheerful this day for Paul Harvey's millions of fans. The great voice that brought us news of events great and small, to say nothing of products that would certainly make our lives better, has been still.
Time out for trivia. And since it's Paul Harvey Day, we have a trivia question about him. Where did Paul Harvey begin his radio career?
The answer to that question, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Paul Harvey Arendt was born in 1918, and where he began his radio career while still in high school at station KVOO.
As a boy, I fell in love with words and ran away from home and joined the radio. It really was something.
While working in St. Louis, Harvey met a vibrant young woman named Lynn Cooper. He proposed to her on their first date. And for 60 years, she was his wife, the mother of his son, his business partner, and producer, but mostly his angel.
No man is an island. And through my years of professional travel, it is Angel who has kept the home fires burning, including her myriad civic and cultural and charitable contributions.
Paul Harvey served in the Army Air Corps during World War II. After the war, he and Angel eventually settled in Chicago.
Nowhere else could I benefit from the wide-angle perspective which this hub of the wheel makes possible. Not from New York, not from Los Angeles, not from Washington, D.C.
In due course, Harvey was heard and hired by the infant ABC network. Ever since, he has arisen in pre-dawn hours every day and reported the news to Americans. What is news?
Really, it's not much more than what interests me and or what I detect in my travels to be interesting to the most people.
Which means?
Near Cassville, Arkansas, there is a Watusi cow with the largest horns that anybody has ever seen.
Or?
Larry Stone in the West Kentucky News says he awakened to be greeted by this cold, miserable day. And he prayed that the Lord would send him enough strength to get up and get dressed and run 10 miles and go to work. But he says the Lord sent him wisdom instead, and he rolled over and went back to sleep.
His show was called Paul Harvey, News and Comment, with good reason.
Osama bin Laden, who moves 3 times a week to elude capture, spoke this morning through a Palestinian journalist, and he, Osama bin Laden, congratulated the killers. He praised the people who carried out the attacks. As always, he disavowed any complicity. He is also a liar.
Paul Harvey was as famous for his selling as his reporting. If a good salesman is someone who could sell refrigerators to Eskimos, Paul Harvey could sell refrigerators to Eskimos in particularly cold parts of the Arctic. He wrote his own commercials, and he would not accept a sponsor whose product he didn't personally use.
Sleep Number Bed. You can make it more firm or more soft with a touch of a bedside switch. I'll send you one of these incomparable mattresses to try in your home, if you like, for a whole month. And I'll buy it back if you want me to.
Once Paul Harvey accepted a sponsor, he would sell at any opportunity. If you mentioned a medical problem, he'd tell you, try such and such a product. Really works for me. Probably his longest association was with Bankers Life and Casualty, which he represented not only on the air, but by direct mail until that company was sold. But it's Paul Harvey's reporting that most of us will remember.
A man in Vietnam had lost all of his teeth by the time he was 90. He is now 95 and teething again. He has a dozen new ones already. In the spotlight, Barry Bonds, 3 home runs in 1 game last night at Coors Field. The Giant slugger is closing in on Mark McGwire's record 70 in 1 season. Boomer Knott is one big boy. Carl Boomer Knott, a student at Hartford, Vermont High School. He is 6'7". And he weighs 405 pounds. Of course they want him to play football, but so far they can't find a size 9 helmet.
Paul Harvey is given credit for inventing words such as Reaganomics, Skyjacker, and Bumper Snicker. As one of the most popular public speakers in the United States, Harvey could always draw a laugh with lines like,
if life were logical, it is men who would ride side saddle.
He also said, in times like these, it helps to recall that there have always been times like these.
Or he's been doing that news show for so long, his first scoop was the writing of the 10 Commandments. He thought they were too liberal.
The late Bob Hope was a listener, and these days, David Letterman is a listener.
I was listening to Paul Harvey a couple of weeks ago. You listen to Paul Harvey? I'm telling you, you can't not listen to Paul Harvey when it's good day.
Yeah.
You know, you're ready to go. You can't dial out. And so he was talking about how to get rid of, there's apparently a ladybug infestation, I don't know, all over the world. he says the only way, the only real way to get rid of ladybugs is bay leaves. Now, when he says that, he says bay leaves, and then he says this. Bay leaves. The only way to get rid of the ladybugs is bay leaves. Bay leaves! Paul Harvey. Bay leaves!
Oh.
Paul Harvey's walls are lined with countless awards he's received from civic and cultural groups all over America. There are pictures with his golfing buddy, Dr. Billy Graham, autographs from presidents and other people you've heard of. During his lifetime, he won just about every award that can be given to a broadcaster, including election to the Radio Hall of Fame in 1990. He never let it go to his head.
Flattery has ruined more good journalists than bad liquor.
But this morning, there was no light on in the 16th floor window bordering Chicago's magnificent mile. Paul Harvey wasn't there. He's gone on to work on the rest of the story. Gil Gross, ABC News.